Hi, welcome back to the Yeah All Right podcast, episode 51.
Not 50?
No, something like 50 or 51.
One of the two.
If it is 50, then well, congratulations.
Yeah. Wait, O'Shea's was 49. This is 50.
I don't know. It'll be in the title. We don't know. But today we have a special guest, Mia. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Ah, thanks for having me. It's nice to be here.
So how was your weekend?
Shit. That was a while back now. I'm like, yeah, it's good, I'm sure. Nothing major, but yeah, still alive.
That's good, that's good.
How was yours?
You know, my week was pretty good. Had a family 21st, and then next weekend have my proper 21st, all my friends and stuff. So, I'm looking forward to it, but not at the same time. I got a yardie to do, so.
Oof. I didn't even do that for my 21st.
I might do 21 shots instead, so hopefully
yeah,
it goes well.
It's probably better.
Get a little bit less drunk.
but you released a song recently, didn't you? Going for the Kill?
Yes.
We listened to it on the way here. I listened to it last night. It's really nice. I want to ask what the inspiration behind it was, but first I want to ask, like, what's the drive to make you want to do music?
It's always sort of been a part of me, but like in the first instance, it's just like, I guess, emotional release sort of thing. That's, I guess, the first when I wrote my first song was from that, but it's just anytime inspiration comes or I feel something, then I have to write it down. It's sort of like
so the lyrics, like, they really mean something to you, things that are like
I mean, if it sometimes I well, most of the time it comes from lyrics, but often if I'm really feeling something, I'll just sit at a piano and like the music just comes out and then the lyrics come after. But
you do instruments as well?
I play the piano.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I bit a guitar, but not really.
So who would you say some of your like main inspirations artist-wise would be for making your music?
I guess my top three, I can't even count, would be like Amy Winehouse, Adele.
Oh, Adele.
Alicia Keys, so sort of, all the ones that, like, you know, feel something when you listen to them.
Yeah. I can hear those artists and I can hear it in your songs too. It's very like it's calm, peaceful. I like it.
Ah, thank you. Thank you.
What would you say your favorite Alicia Keys album would be?
Oh, album. I could tell you songs.
Yeah, well, okay, let's go with songs then.
Probably like If I Ain't Got You comes to mind. And like Fallen was pretty cool. I think that was her first, I can't remember now, her first single, but yeah, one of the earlier ones, I guess. Yeah,
I love Alicia Keys and Adele as well. Adele's pretty good. Her 30 is probably one of my favorite albums by her.
Oh yeah.
Her most recent one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty fire.
My favorite song from Adele. Mine's Hello.
I can't even remember the name of the song.
Did she do Skyfall?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
No, that's my favorite song. I still listen to that. It's in the playlist.
From James Bond, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yes. One of the James Bond songs.
I reckon that there was a Sam Smith song that he did for James Bond as well. That was a pretty good song.
I think every James Bond song has just been pretty fun. Who did the recent one? Billie Eilish?
Yeah, I wasn't really too much of a fan of that, but it's still good nonetheless. James Bond's like soundtracks are always like really high. High budget and high quality.
They always win the Oscar too. Always win an Oscar.
So how long have you been making music for now?
Making it like and recording it sort of last year I released my first single. So I guess that's the first time I've released something, but I've been writing songs for years now, I guess. But actually getting it down and recorded only sort of last year.
And you said you've been playing the piano. How long have you been playing piano for?
I learned it as a kid, but not like properly, I guess, you know, like, so yeah, a long time, I suppose, but not, nothing. Yeah. I wouldn't get me to, you know, play on your track kind of thing. But, like, I'll play my own song sort of thing, but
Oh, that's cool.
I'll ask about the music videos because me as I'm a filmmaker, so I'm always into the behind the scenes videography and stuff.
Yeah.
How do you go about making those? Because I saw some BTS photos of one recently.
I've made 3 music videos. Well, not me. I was just in them. But I might have a like rough concept, which I'll take to the director, and then they'll sort of hash out the ideas and yeah. like, you know, come in with a vision and like how to film it and, you know, things like that. But like, yeah, like this latest one, I think I initially, just from the song, there's a bit where there's backing vocals that come in. And for that part, I was like, oh, it'd be cool if there was me and then two other me's. Like, yeah. you know, sort of echoing the backing vocals. And she's like, oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, maybe we can have like 16 characters, like, you know, all in the same. I was like, oh, that's awesome. And then like she went away for a bit. Then when she came back, she's like, no, we can't do 16 characters because it's going to be too hard.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, oh, can we like do four? Maybe four characters. And then, so yeah, we worked with, I played four different characters in this coming music video, which isn't released yet, but it's done.
When is that going to release?
I just reset the date to, this is the final date. I think 30th of April, next Tuesday, is when I'm okay. actually gonna
They're going to. Going on YouTube?
Yep, yep.
Okay, what's your YouTube channel?
My YouTube channel is just the same as my Instagram. I think it's at Ms. Mia Sings.
Okay. I will put all the links in the description anyway.
Yeah.
So that's what, next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday.
Do you ever release like on your YouTube channel, is it all music videos? Do you do anything else like behind the scenes of making the music or music yeah. videos or anything?
Yeah, it's mostly, there's not much on there, to be honest, but there's like mostly music videos or like maybe a short or something. Like there's a few shorts on there, but not a lot. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah.
So if you, I'm trying to think of a way to frame this, like, well, in the next 5 years, where do you kind of see yourself and your career taking you?
Oh, sounds like an interview question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, this year, I guess if you take it step by step, this year I'm releasing my first EP.
Ooh.
And that's, yeah, coming out in June, so soon. And I guess it's all about just building that catalog, that presence, and sort of doing a bit more at a time. I don't have like a grand goal, but like I guess a couple, you know, the first EP, once that's out of the way, it's kind of, oh, that's done.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm thinking of my next EP already for next year, so be a couple of EPs and then sort of see where it goes from there. I'd like to play, I guess, a few more shows or maybe slightly, you know, I guess it's just release more music, and write more and just keep doing this, but maybe in a more efficient way, sort of thing, like faster releases and sort of getting all the ideas down quicker. And then, so yeah,
how long typically does it take you to write from like when you first start writing a song to actually jotting it down, recording it, and then releasing it? How long would you say that takes, roughly?
Oh, you know, it depends, like, because I could have I've got a lot of songs that are, you know, done in my head and then like actually getting it to the recording studio, you know, getting it recorded and produced and like mixing all of that takes a long time. And well, in my case, just because I need someone else to produce it and, you know, do all the other things. But like this last song, we actually recorded it ages ago. Like we recorded the drums and everything else probably about a year ago, but we sort of forgot about it and then like we had other things that we were doing. So, and then we're like, I need to release that song now, like let's add some more production and vocals and everything else. So but once you sort of set your mind to actually I guess it's like if you have a target then you'll hit it. Getting vocals down and all the rest and the recording process could take, well, it could take from a day to a week, I suppose, just recording it. And then the rest of the production might take depending on your producer, you know, couple of weeks or so, and then the back and forth between you guys, because like this one we didn't have many I wouldn't say arguments, like many discussions on, you know, how something should go, but you know, there could be a lot of back and forth on, you know, whether you want something in there or not. I don't know, it really, it seems to have been taken yeah, taking a while actually. Like, yeah, because my my first single was like in Feb last year, and then I didn't release until sort of 7 months after that, and then 6 months. But then I guess planning it and stuff. But but then having said that, now we just recorded and mixed, and it's about to get mastered this week. Like three tracks in like you know,
like, are those ones going on the EP?
Going on the EP. So these ones are a lot more. Like, yeah, we had to move a bit faster. So,
and typically, how long would you say it takes you to actually think of the lyrics? Because I've always wanted to get into music kind of stuff, and I know how to make beats. Oh, nice. But trying to come up with the lyrics is just something I really struggle with, because I can write it down, but it's more putting it like from point A to point B. How do you find that hard, or how do you kind of combat that?
Yeah, I think like, I guess you... you have your initial ideas, right? And then like the melody might come, but I think running through it, and then I guess you have to just be prepared to rewrite if you're not completely like, sometimes you'll be like, oh, this is so good, then you come back and like, no,
shit.
I gotta change the lyrics, or so, you know, someone might say, oh, maybe that needs changing. So it's good to talking to people about it, maybe like they might have ideas, but I guess it's just sometimes it's very fast, like you'll just come up with it and then you'll have a few tweaks and give it a day or two to like mull over, and then
that's cool.
And that, like, I think sometimes I've found actually this is why going into the recording studio it's different, because like you think you've got the lyrics down, and then something doesn't quite hit when you're actually recording. It's like, ah, oh, what is that line? And then I'm like, oh, it's this. And it's like, ah, oh, doesn't quite sound like...
Like you planned it out to be?
Yeah,
like better in your head?
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, oh, let's come up with something else then that sounds better sonically. Mm. And then like you might then rewrite, you know, while you're at the session.
Would you say your producer helps a lot with that as well? Or?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Because like... Yeah, without your producer, you just think everything sounds, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, it's good. And then it's like, no, do it again.
You kind of need like a second opinion,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like the more ears you have on it, like the better it is.
You can fine tune a lot more easier.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool.
I want to ask about EP, because I feel like everybody else might know this, but I won't. What's the difference between an EP and an album?
EP's your first ever album to be dropped, from my understanding.
Yeah, well, like, it's like a short album, so, like, typically, like, 4 to 6 songs, maybe 4 to 7 songs, whereas an album is, like, I don't know.
10 to 14.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes like you can longer. Have short albums, though, as well.
Yeah.
Like,
how many songs will be on your EP?
There'll be 5 songs.
5.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you looking forward to, like, releasing it, or what are the, like, kind of emotions coming into releasing the EP?
I feel like with every release, it's sort of just been like, ah, oh, thank God it's out now, finally. Sort of like, I just want to, get them out there to have sort of feel like that sense of achievement when you've, released something.
So. Will you perform them in anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of the songs, most of the songs on the EP I have been performing already.
So they get the exclusive before it's out.
Yeah, but I think there's only one song on there that I rarely perform. But yeah, the rest of them I've sort of performed before. There might be clips or something, but like the studio recording's always sort of like extra, right? It's got like all the extra instruments and everything else. Yeah. Yeah.
So you said you're performing. Where have you performed, and where are you like upcoming performances?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, most of mine have been sort of like in small venues, small cafes, or like I got asked this the other day, and I was like, oh, where did I perform last year? I can't even remember. But like, I think there was like a last year I performed at like Ponsonby Social Club as part of there was an Asian Soundscapes Festival where they had a whole bunch of Asian artists sort of like to promote that. Performed there. I performed at the FIFA, Fan Zone, last year. Yeah, for
that's
the
cool.
Just the halftime show, like Philippines versus Switzerland. They needed a Filipino one.
So that's really cool.
That was probably my biggest one, which is fun. And then a whole bunch of like smaller gigs. Yeah, but I've got one coming up in May as part of Women About Sound. So there's a few of us on the lineup, and it's going to be at Big Fan on 17th of May. So that's the one that's coming up. Yeah.
And how does that come about? Do people kind of message you and say, hey, do you want to perform here? Or do you kind of message them? How does that work?
Yeah, mostly I'm just waiting around for people to say, we need someone. But like sometimes there might be like a post somewhere like, oh, we're looking for, you know, performers, and I might, yeah, message. But yeah, I'm just sort of, yeah, I guess I need to hustle a bit more if I want to do more. But yeah, so often it's just if I know someone, then they're putting on a gig, then like, sweet.
What was going through your mind? Like if you go back to the first day you performed in front of like small crowd, big crowd, like the first time, what was going through your head?
I was like, oh. First thing was I had to come up with an artist name. And then I was like, oh, shit. Well, like, oh, what? Oh, that name's taken. I was like, oh, surely. Even Ms. Mia was kind of already taken, but in the US. So I was like, oh, no, I'm just taking that one, you know. But it was, it was like good to perform like my own songs. And that was sort of like, I guess the first time performing as like the artist, as Ms. Mia, was like, I think it was 2022. I was super nervous because like, first time by myself as well. Definitely. I still get nerves now.
Like,
I mean, everyone does, so yeah.
Shit, yeah. And where would you say your inspiration came from, Ms. Mia? Like,
oh, I came up with so many other names. I was like,
yeah. If you didn't choose Ms. Mia, what were your other names that you were throwing up?
The other options. I want to know.
I was like Mia from Manila, Edama Mia, like all these silly other ones. Yeah, I can't remember all of them now, but like Ms. Mia just seemed simple and like, yeah.
Memorable as well.
Yeah, easy. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you have, you want to make two EPs or that's like, one this year, right?
Yeah, one this year.
Is that anything else this year, like another EP, or are you just going to stick to one this year?
Just one this year, because that's going to be June, and then I'll probably, you know, play some gigs for that and, and start recording for the next one. For next year, hopefully.
Is there anyone you'd want to like collab with on a song? Big or small? Well, it's like, are there any small artists around you that you know of that you'd be interested to like collab with?
Yeah. Actually this year, there is a song that I am collabing on, and it's for my producer's project, which is something they call Myth. So we're going to release that song sometime this year. But like, that's probably my first collab. There's a bunch of other artists that are out there that would be cool to collab with. But yeah.
I feel like even the most famous people out there, who would you want to collab with?
Famous people. Let's see. China. Now I'm on the spot. I'm like, I don't know, like a rapper or something. Not that I write that. Not that I write,
Would you do a rap song?
I couldn't rap, but like, maybe I'd sing on a rap song sort of thing. Like, that'd be kind of fun. Just something different.
Ms. Mia and Kendrick Lamar.
Yo, that'd be fire. Be a bit of a different mix.
Be a bit different. Maybe like Connor Price or something.
Who?
Connor Price, the dude from TikTok. He was like an actor, and then he started doing rap. But yeah, he did some cool stuff.
How many songs would you say you have like just kind of sitting in the vault at the moment, waiting to be released?
Oh, I mean, written down is quite a few, but recorded, nothing recorded to be released, but like, ready to be recorded. I'd say, there's probably over, that I would record. Well, yeah, there's a bunch that I wouldn't mind recording, maybe like 10 or so that I'd be cool to record. I'd probably need some work, but yeah.
And how often do you like kind of go to the studio to just kind of let out and let your music be made?
It depends. So like there'll be periods where I'd be there quite often. Mm. Like, I don't know, often as in like a couple of times a week or so. But otherwise, because it's quite hard to get studio time, you know. otherwise, it's all just sort of at home.
Do you have to kind of like book it in?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's kind of like our studio. We just have to book it in the right time.
Yeah, yeah. And often like there'll be people there or like, yeah, so.
What a dream to have one. Oh, sorry, no, you talk.
How many like studios are there in Auckland, like with producers and stuff? Do you know?
Oh, I mean, like, I guess there's heaps, like this one I didn't even know existed, but like, I guess the big ones, there's like, I don't know, there's like Parachute and Roundhead and The Lab are the three that I can think of, like big ones, like for bands. But I mean, I don't often need that. Most people don't need like a big studio. They just need like small sort of
sort of like
studios.
This sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah, when you're like just recording down demos and stuff. Like I often go to one, like a small one on Dominion Road called Move Space. Yeah, and like just do demos there and stuff, and just hash out ideas. So that's a cool place to go.
Do you have like a little studio in your house?
Oh, I mean.
Would that be a dream?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Like I have like an interface and like a computer. Like that's not really a studio, but no, I don't. I'd like to have a bit more of a setup, but like, I mean, I can get down ideas, but it's not going to be proper like vocal.
Just kind of a rough like sketch sort of thing.
Yeah, because I mean, like for me, when I write, it's straight to a voice memo. I don't like some people when they write straight to like. Like a session, like a Logic session, and they'll get the
play
demo.
Yeah,
but like I just get my phone out and record. So so it's very rough recordings, like to try and then get onto a recording.
Do you usually like record the vocals, like if you're just kind of singing, and then like tap away at the beat, or just like purely vocal?
It depends where I'm coming up with an idea. If it's like if I'm driving or something. Then I'll be like, yeah, just vocals. And then there'll be something in the back. But like often it's I'm at the piano or something, and then it'll be piano and vocals.
Have you ever thought about sampling other beats and potentially working on those and putting your vocals over them?
No, I haven't, but that sounds like a good idea.
I mean, if there's always a beat you like, you can always work on it more, right?
Yeah, I guess so. No, I haven't really thought about that. I guess, I mean, there's so many ways of making music that I haven't even explored. Like, you know, I don't really write to beats, either. And that's like another way to, that's a huge way of writing. But I'd like to explore that. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Just thinking about that. So when you write, the beat's not even like you haven't listened to any beat yet. You're just writing words like that. Yeah. Mean something to you.
I write with the words and the melody, and then like I might come up with a chord progression. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sort of
okay.
Open in that way. Yeah.
I'll ask about because you've got three songs. I'll talk about the most recent one.
Yeah,
Going for the Kill, because it's your most recent one. Going in like the lyrics, what's the inspiration behind like that one song? Is there an inspiration behind that, like a story kind of?
Yeah, I mean, like the whole gist of that song is basically not holding back in an argument, you know, like especially if they deserve it. Like, it came up with, I think it was just that there was someone that I was already annoyed at, and then they like said something like that. And then I probably let loose, and then they're like, you know, like, what, you didn't think that was coming? You were already, like it was already your fault, and you know, it was sort of one of those.
What about the other two songs? Do they have like a nice, like a backstory to it as well? If you want to talk about that, obviously.
I mean, like,
because I know some like things like that can be personal if it's real.
Yeah. I mean, I guess most of my songs sort of come from some sort of story, because I write from emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the first single that I put out, Strange Life, that was sort of about, I don't know when I wrote it, it might have been during lockdown or, you know, one of those times when you're like just sitting at home and then you're, and I think I was thinking, oh man, not so long ago I was like traveling Europe and, you know, sort of had like this carefree life and then now, and then, you know, it's sort of like about, yeah, and sort of like how, yeah, life changes, but like it's still just, and then you feel like you might have lost yourself. So that's sort of what that one was about. But yeah, you're still the same person, just different season of your life. So that's what that one's sort of about.
Yeah. Do you have anything you'd want to say to someone that, like say us, for example, we've never made music before. Oh, well, I've made, yeah, I mean.
Oh, gosh.
We're not good at, well.
Terrible music. Not terrible, but like.
It's a joke on purpose, though. So. Yeah, like, yeah. I've made music. They know, they're laughing. I've made music as a joke.
Yeah.
But like, forget that, don't worry about that. say me and him have never made music before.
Yeah.
What's like
some tips of advice.
Yeah, tips of advice.
I reckon just like start and then keep going. Like, and yeah, the more you do it, the better you'll get. Mm. And then like just, yeah, chuck out the first 10 maybe songs.
Fair enough.
And you know, like, actually you might like them, you know, but like,
so you should burn out his first two that he made.
I made five.
Got five more to go, buddy.
No, I mean, you would have come up with different ideas, right, before it even like turned into a song maybe, but yeah. Like, yeah, just jot down all your ideas. I think it's like, yeah, there's nothing like actually doing it to start sort of believing that you can. Yeah,
yeah,
sort of, yeah, all about belief, I suppose.
Of course. The songs that I made, I didn't even write them. It took me 5 minutes.
Oh, sweet.
So the last four songs.
You didn't
songs,
even make the beats either.
The last four songs I made with my mates because like we just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
The first song I made, I was just by myself at home. I was just bored. And so I found an instrumental to a song. I can't even remember what the song was. And I downloaded the instrumental and I just recorded myself listening to the instrumental, just saying words, obviously as a joke. But one of the songs we made is a joke, but it actually sounds good.
Nice.
No, it doesn't. It really does. It does not.
No, I'm talking to my cameraman. What's the word? You know that song that we made?
Sure. I was just joking. It's an ad.
It's terrible. I think you played them like, did you play them on the podcast last week or the week before?
I don't know, should we do it again?
No, keep them off. Yeah, when you play them, they need to be kept on your phone and never released anywhere.
It was just me for like 2 minutes straight just saying legacy, yeah. Legacy.
Freestyle and legacy.
I actually want to make like an actual song one day though. I've got this book, it's like 50 things you want to do on your bucket list.
Oh, nice, yeah.
So I've done a couple of them. And I'm gonna.
Make
I'm
a
like,
song.
Oh yeah, one of them is make a song. So I'm making a. I do YouTube videos and filmmaking now. I got a video I'm working on where I'm trying to do like at least 20 of those things on my bucket list. Squeeze
nice.
Them into one video over like a year of filming.
Yeah.
And in a few weeks, I think I'm going to one of the studios with a mate of mine, H-Shark. You know H-Shark?
Oh gosh,
he's a rapper that we've had on the podcast before. He's gonna go there and help me make a song in like 2 hours straight from scratch.
2 hours and...
But yeah, that's on my bucket list. Like, to actually make a proper song, that two-hour one is just more of, like, for the content for my video. But one day, I actually want to make, like, an actual song.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you're making a song from scratch in 2 hours...
No,
like,
that's for content.
Yeah, yeah, I was about to say, that will be, like, it's a real hit and miss thing. It can either be real good or bad.
That's for content. But I actually want to make, like, a proper song. Maybe, like, an EP. That would be cool. PK and Jamie, you and me make a song.
I'll just make a song by myself. I'm good. I've got some beats sitting on my laptop, but
yeah, he's you make beats.
Oh.
I make beats, but
you should drop a couple verses
couple
in
ones.
There.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've thought about things to say, but I've never actually like I don't know. I've got things in my notes to put down on them, but
it is quite scary.
Yeah,
because you don't know. Actually, that's a question I want to ask. Like,
reset
the cameras. All right, let me start again. Wait, what did I say? Oh, the question I want to ask is, You may not have experienced it. Sometimes we do. How do you deal with, like, not necessarily hate, but like, oh, judgment? Kind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How do you deal with that type sort of? Oh, if you have.
I'm trying to think. I think people don't say it to my face.
Damn, you're lucky.
we get it to our faces. Yeah. You should see our comments on TikTok.
Maybe you have my, yeah, more of a following. So, I guess I'll cross that bridge when I get there. I don't know. I don't know if I have comments.
Enabled?
On if you're not, if I don't follow you or something. I don't know, actually. So, I don't know how I would deal with that. I would probably just ignore them or, like, because I don't know. Yeah.
It's a pretty common thing here in New Zealand, specifically. Like tall poppy syndrome.
I knew you were going to say that. We talk about this every week, but it's like, it's good because it's a thing.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, it's a huge thing. Mm. I think we've talked about it every single week since we got in the studio, honestly.
Even before then.
Yeah.
I think every single one of our guests that's come in has experiences it.
Yeah, experiences in one way or another. Mm. Yeah, we experience it. Not often, but we do. I don't know why it's so common in New Zealand. It's just because we're so small here, I reckon.
Yeah, so everyone's just comments on your...
Yeah, channel. Comments.
The thing is,
in person.
We, like, back in the day in high school, I used to hate comments and things like that. But we've learned to, like, just don't let it bother you.
Yeah. Well, someone, when, like, someone comments that, they've obviously got something going on in their life that's not really going too well, and they kind of just need to let out somewhere. And unfortunately, sometimes that's where they let out. So, like, it's not really a personal thing at the end of the day. It's just kind of is what it is. I don't care, really, honestly. Like,
yeah, we don't,
I've been getting it my whole life, so.
There's, like, one comment, though, that we get on our videos, but we actually think it's really funny.
It's a good one.
It's actually a really good one. So we'll make a TikTok and then, like, a minute-long TikTok. Someone will upload, someone will comment, damn, they need to make podcast equipment more expensive so these guys can't buy it. And we actually think that's kind
of
clever.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best ones, but it's a real repetitive one and it's kind of getting a bit like...
Yeah, a little bit old.
Oh, damn. Just get a bit of joke, bro.
Yeah, like, it's getting old. You got to stop it.
All right. We've hit the 30-minute mark.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before we finish off?
No.
I know you talked about your EP, but do you want to... finish it off of when that comes out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it comes out on June 7th, and it's a 5-track EP. Two of the songs are already out, so This Game and Going for the Kill are both going to be on that EP, plus three new songs.
And where would people be able to find you on, like, social medias, Spotify and all that stuff?
Yeah, Spotify, I'm under Ms. Mia, so MS.MIA, because there is another Ms. Mias there.
No, we'll leave links.
I've got Instagram is at Ms. Mia Sings and YouTube as well.
Sweet.
So,
Perfect.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And have a good day, eh?
Cool. You too.
Bye.